So those of you just arriving, lie down on your mat with your legs up the wall. You might want to have your belt nearby. And bring your hands to your belly. Take a few moments to be with your breath. As you settle into this position, and for those of you just arriving, lie down on your mat with your legs up the wall, hands on your belly. Take a few moments to be with your breath, this moment. Arrive into this moment, letting go of where you've been, arriving into this position, this breath, right here, right now. And in your own way, slow the breath down. Letting your body, mind, and heart know that this is your yoga time. What does your body, mind, and heart need for your yoga time today? Invite the answer to that intention to arise. And with your legs up the wall, or you can rest your legs on a chair. Just bring your awareness to your feet and spend the next few moments flexing and pointing your toes, one at a time or both together. Just flex and point your feet, your toes, waking up your feet, opening up the soles of your feet. And now still your movement with your feet. Take your arms up to the sky with your palms facing the wall in front of you. Lift your shoulders up to your ears, and then bring your shoulders back down to the ground with your arms straight, like that. Exhale your arms overhead. Just go where you can go naturally and easily. Wait for the inhale, bring your arms back up to the sky, and take your arms out to the sides, the letter T, and if this is causing any kind of distress in your shoulders, you can lower your arms a little, like that. And now bring your awareness to your right foot, your right leg. Flex your right foot and move your right foot just a few inches away from the wall. Straighten your right leg, wise action in your right leg. Flex your right foot. And bring your leg back to the wall. Relax your foot. Flex your left foot, straighten your left leg, and move your left leg just a few inches away from the wall. And if your legs are resting in a chair, you can do the same thing. Lift your left leg up, flex your foot. Like that. And bring your left foot back to the wall. And whether you're against the wall or in a chair, open your legs into a nice wide V if you have space for that. And let's stay here for a few breaths. Yes, perfect. And then bring your legs together and go into the butterfly pose or Baddha Konasana. Soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides. That's it, Chati. And little toe sides of your feet against the wall. Drop your feet down toward your body. That's it, Erica. Nice. And bring your knees together, take your legs back up the wall. And now bring your awareness to your right foot, right leg again. And this time bring your right leg forward about the length of your other foot. Like that. A breath or two. And now take your right leg over to the left, resting your right heel on your left toes. Just like that. We'll take a few breaths here. And of course, stay present with the sensations, notice them, and know that that's the language of your body. And now take your right leg back to the wall. Relax your foot and flex your left foot. Straighten your left leg and move your left leg forward about the length of your foot. And now take your leg and your foot over to the right. Rest your heel on your opposite toes. Beautiful. Like that. And bring your left leg back to the wall. And now bring your knees into your chest. Wrap your arms around your shins and just a little gentle rocking from side to side. And now roll over onto one side, curl up for just a moment. This is a conscious transition. And now come on up onto your hands and knees into the table position. You can open your fingers wide, and if there's some issue with your wrists, you can go onto your fists, or you can put your hands, you can stand and do this with your hands on a table or chair. So when you come into table, do a few rounds of cat and cow, exhaling into the cat, arching your back, inhale, lift your sitting bones broad across your shoulders, open up your collarbone, exhale into the cat, move a little, wiggle around a little, and just pay attention to each vertebra in your back, each of them doing their job together in community. So touch them with your breath, touch them with some movement. So nice to see the yoga pets that like to be right there with you. And when you're ready, come on back into child's pose. Separate your knees, toes together, hips to your heels, forehead to the earth, or make a pillow with your forearms. And your arms can be wherever they are. Notice where they are. Notice where your arms are choosing to be. And now press yourself back up into table and come around to a seated position on your mat. And you can sit on your mat, you can sit on a cushion, yoga bolster if you have one. Come into easy sitting position, cross-legged. And remember listening to your knees and your hips. If cross-legged, easy cross-legged doesn't work for you, you can straighten the leg. And if your knees tend to be kind of high up, I would recommend that you sit on something like a bolster or a cushion, like I see some of you doing. Okay, easy sitting. Let's go into the twist, the same one we did yesterday. Take one hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Twist in the direction you're going. Work the belly in the twist. Belly, diaphragm, and chest. Exhale, release, come on back, and take a moment, untangle from that side. And take your other hand to your opposite knee, other hand behind. Work the belly, go deep into the twist on this side. And once you get into the twist, take both of your shoulders back. Ideally, chin is parallel to the floor. Exhale, come on back. And now take one arm, lift that arm up to the sky, reach up, sitting bones on the ground, on earth, reach up to the sky, long through your side body. Bend at the elbow, reach back to that place between your shoulder blades. Take the other hand to your elbow and draw the elbow back. And notice where your gaze is. Bring your gaze to the horizon. And release, nice. And take the other arm up, reach up, long through this side body, bend at the elbow, reach back. Other hand to your elbow, draw the elbow back. And again, notice where your gaze is. On the horizon, it supports staying in your body. And release. And now untangle your legs in this direction and go in the other direction. Bring the other leg in front. And make any adjustment that you need to. And let's do the twist in this pose. So one hand to the opposite knee, straighten your spine, engage your belly, turn in this direction. Notice where your head is. And notice if there's any stress in your neck. If there is, bring your head back and work the twist in your body. Exhale, come on back. Back to center, take a moment. And then take your other hand to the opposite knee. Other hand behind. Go deep into the twist on this side, knowing that each pose tends to have its own intention. And this one is to bring flexibility into your spine, to bring strength, twist brings strength into our bodies. Exhale, come on back. And now just let your chin drop down into your chest. Let your whole body fold forward. Again, notice where your hands are. They can be wherever they are. As you go deeper, maybe they'll come to your mat, maybe not. And press yourself back up. Take a moment. And now open your legs into a V. Doesn't have to be as wide as you go. Straighten your legs. Make your legs active, and by doing that, extend out through your heels, point your toes up to the sky. Bring your right hand to your right thigh, left hand to your left hip. going to do a twist, another twist. So with your right hand, walk that right hand down your leg towards your foot, ankle, shin, and keep turning your body up to the left, turning your body up to the left, inclining the heart up like that. And you can keep your left hand on your hip. That's perfectly fine. Or if you like, bring your left hand to your ear and then straighten your arm, reach across the room, just over your head. So bring the arm, kind of upper arm is right over your ear, reaching across the room that way. Yes, that's it. You have it. And Chati, straighten the arm if you can. Perfect. That's it. Yes. And go deep into the twist on this side, again, working the belly. And when you're coming out of this pose, use your top arm for momentum. Reach up, come on out of the pose. Lovely. And the second side, left hand on your thigh, right hand on your hip. Walk your hand down your leg, left hand down your left leg, all the way down, reach for the toes, the ankle, the knee. Turn your body, turn your body. And if you like, take the right hand, straighten it across the room. Yes, like that, reaching over your head, beautiful. And there's quite a few people here from the morning. So I'm happy to see you in both classes. That's lovely. You might just hear some of the same stories. So I'm going to tell the afternoon class the same story I told you this morning. I had a lot of chronic neck pain. Inhale, come on back up. I had a lot of chronic neck pain, and I was doing headstands and shoulder stands and creating a lot more neck problems for myself. And I was studying with a master teacher at the time, and I talked to this person about my neck pain. And what he recommended that I do was to do very active twists for 2 years and to completely stay away from inversions. Very active twists to get rid of the neck pain and to strengthen my neck, the neck that holds up the head. So I did that, and I don't have chronic neck pain anymore. So twists are very important, and that's why I bring them here and offer them to you. All right, with your legs outstretched like that, drop your chin, come on into a forward fold. And press yourself back up. Now to come out of this pose, bring your hands under your knees. Just a little massage there. You've been in this pose for a while. With your fingertips, just bring your knees up a little and come into butterfly, soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides. And just arrive into this position. I'm not doing too many headstands anymore. I might share that with you as well. Okay, drop your chin, come on into a forward fold. Press yourself back up. And now take hold of your elbows right in front of you. And take your arms up over your head. Gaze straight ahead on the horizon. long through your side body. And come on back and change the interlace of your elbows. Come on back up. Exhale, come on back down. And now bring your knees together and roll back down onto your mat, onto your back. Have your belt handy. And bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Hands on your belly, take a breath. Arrive into this position, this shape. Relaxing your back and your shoulders. And now bring your knees together and your feet together. Take your arms out to the sides like the letter T, if that's okay with your shoulders. Tuck your chin a little so the back of your head is on the ground. And then lift your right leg just about 45 degrees. Keep your knees attached. So the knees stay together. Work toward a straight leg. Flex your right foot. Just like that, keep your knees together. Beautiful. And in any of these poses, you can notice, is there effort? Is there ease? The ease needs to be in your body. Relax your face, relax your shoulders. The wise effort, wise action is in the extending leg. And release, return that leg to the ground, foot on the ground, knees up. Knees together, feet together. Bring your awareness to your left foot, lift your left leg and keep the knees together, seeking a straight leg, flexing your left foot. Relax your body, soft belly. And release, come on back. And now bring your right knee into your chest. Give a little press. And take your belt, put your belt around your foot. Take your legs straight up to the sky. And it doesn't have to be 90 degrees. Just seek a straight leg. And if it feels okay in your body, lengthen your left leg. Lengthen your left leg on your mat, like that. And let's take a few breaths here. And we do similar postures each day. So the mind might know where we're going next. The invitation is to come back to what we're doing now, this pose. And now take your belt, both sides of it, into your right hand. Left arm out to your side. Left side is the anchor. Take your leg out to the right. It can go a few inches, it can go a little more. Stay anchored on the left side of your body. And bring your leg back to center. Take your belt into your left hand. And now those of you with a bent left leg, you'll need to lower your left leg, extend your left leg. Take your right leg all the way over to the left. Come on up onto your hip. Both shoulders stay on the ground. And just go where your body gives you permission to go, where there's an opening. If anything is too intense, then back off to where you can hold this pose for a few breaths. Wait for the inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, lengthen your leg, remove your belt, lengthen your leg, and just take a breath here in relaxation pose. And now let's prepare for the second side. So bring your knees up, feet on the ground. Bring your left knee into your chest, a little press. Put your belt around your left foot and take this leg up. And let's be in this pose for a few breaths. And now take your belt into your left hand, right arm out to the side. Just let your leg go out to the left a few inches or a little more. Remember, the right side of your body is the anchor. Wait for the inhale, come on back up. And now take your belt into your right hand, lower your right leg, and take your left leg all the way over to the other side. Coming up onto your hip. Ideally, there's one hip stacked right over the underneath hip. That's ideally your pose is your pose. Both shoulders on the ground. Wait for the inhale, come on back up. Bend your knee, remove your belt, and lengthen your leg. Take a moment in relaxation. And now bend your knees once again with your feet on the ground. Take your arms out to the sides like the letter T. And bring your right outer ankle to your left knee. Now, yesterday we did something different than what we're going to do today. We're going to do a twist in this pose. So the right outer ankle is on your left knee. Just drop your left knee down to the floor. Come right onto your right foot if your body will let you do that. Beautiful. But keep the left knee bent. Yeah, and just let that left, there you go. And move the top knee away from you. Just see what sensations arise in this pose. Inhale, come on back up. And with your feet on the ground and your knees up, I'm going to go very slow. There were a few of you that instruction wasn't so clear, so I'm going to go very slow and do my best to make it more clear this time. So bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. That's it. Okay. Now the right knee, it stays bent and it just goes over to the side like you're dropping down into a twist. So the right knee drops over to the right side. That's it, Chati, just like that. And then ideally, most of you will come right down to your foot. Foot goes on the ground. Beautiful. And the top knee moves away from you from within your body. Notice what sensations are there in this twist. Each twist works a different part of our body. And I'm happy to see some of you are doing another pose that makes more sense to you. I like that. Inhale, come on back up. And with your feet on the ground and your knees up, just take a moment here. Let's close with bridge. So walk your feet, feet are about hip width, walk them towards your buttocks. Bring your arms in close to your body. Bend at the elbows and just press those upper arm bones down. Just make sure those upper arm bones are making contact. Shoulders are down, elbows are down, upper arm bones, a little press. Nice and easy, move your knees forward, hips come right up. It's a nice incline in your body. Knees continue to move forward, that's a wise action. Shin bones move forward. Draw your sacrum up. Heart center opens to meet your chin. Beautiful. Upper arm bones, part of the foundation. Feet, part of the foundation. And wait for the exhale. Slowly come on down. And when you're ready, lengthen one leg, lengthen the other leg. Just let your arms relax wherever they would like to be. Nice deep breath. When you're ready to move, bring your knees up, roll over to one side. Come on up to a seated position. And if you like, please say or chant Om with me. Om. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.